Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude said he tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday after taking a routine rapid test before visiting the Haines Search Clinic.
And that test came back positive. I was asymptomatic at the time, and so I had no way of knowing. And so I was glad that they made me test before going inside, so I was able to find out.
Olrude confirmed that he's not vaccinated, but declined to explain his reasons. He says when he got the positive result, he was worried about getting sick.
There's two parts. Part of it is I was like, okay, I'm going to have a few days to rest and recover from this. Also, there's kind of a little bit of anxiety. Anytime you get a diagnosis of anything, you're hoping you're in the mild symptoms rather than one of those that needs to be medevaced out of town and into a hospital. And so far, luckily enough, I have been in those lighter symptoms, which I'm very thankful for.
He says he is isolating for the required 5 days and experiencing some symptoms.
I've been feeling really good. Friday night, I had a headache and sore throat, and that went through Saturday. But since I woke up on Sunday morning, I've been feeling about 90%. So feeling pretty good and very, very fortunate.
Haines is in the midst of a COVID surge, with state public health reporting at least 55 new positive cases over the last 2 weeks.
The odds were that I was going to get it at some point.
Olrude says he believes this is his second round of COVID after experiencing some symptoms during the last large COVID outbreak in Haines last August. He said he felt sick at the time but never tested positive.
But ever since then, I just really haven't had the level of energy that I've normally had. And so there's a possibility that I could have already been having some of those long COVID symptoms. But they didn't really have a way to test to find out if that was something there or not.
He says the lingering loss of energy hasn't prevented him from any daily activities, so he's not too concerned, but it's something he's monitoring. In addition to mayoral duties, Olrude is co-owner of Olrude's Market and active in the retail operations there. He said he alerted close contacts immediately.
I mentioned to anybody that I could think of, I reached out to them and they were all appreciative.
Olrude says he is able to conduct borough business from home via Zoom, as have other borough employees who have tested positive. That's not including the 911 dispatch team who tested positive and elected to continue working. He said he does not have an estimate of the number of borough staff impacted by COVID, but so far it hasn't affected borough operations.
The ones that have gotten it have been able to work off-site. There's some issues with dispatch, and none of them were sick enough that they weren't able to come in. And I was very thankful that they were willing to work through being sick and take extra precautions, locking down the dispatch room and things like that, so they would be able to continue providing that service.
He says contracting COVID has not significantly changed his thinking or approach about the virus or current community outbreak.
Each of us has a responsibility to do the best we can, talking to our doctors, figuring out what our individual risk is for COVID, for making sure we're healthy. And then on top of that, also remembering that there are a lot of people in our community that might have different health risks than we do personally. And so when we're making our choices, you know, you obviously look at yourself first, but then we have to look at the community as a whole and how are our actions impacting those around us, and trying to make the best choices to protect the vulnerable people in our community as well.
Olrude says he plans to isolate until Thursday and take a rapid COVID test before leaving quarantine. The Haines-Borough Assembly meeting has been moved to Zoom only this week, and it's scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. Login details are at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.